We're up to Yeshaya, Perek Chof Hei. The previous Perek concluded, the Novi Yeshaya saw what was going to happen in the end of days, for Chofra Halavona, that the moon will be humiliated, Uvoshachama, the sun will be shamed, Kimalach Hashem Tzvokos, because Hashem will rule Bahar Tzion of Yerushalayim and Har Tzion and in Yerushalayim v'neged Zekein of Kavod and the elders of Klal Yisrael, the Zekeinim, the Chachamim, will receive the honor that's their due, and Hashem will be king. Now the Perek begins, and it sounds like this is Yeshaya's personal song, that the Novi saw what was going to happen in the future, and to him it was reality. It's as if it already happened, and he's already rejoicing in the good news. And this is written here in Yeshaya. This is a lesson for all of us, that a person should try to be inspired and reach that level like Yeshaya, to know the way he reacted at the news of the exciting prophecies and the good times that are to come. So Yeshaya Novi says, Hashem, Elokayata, you are my God, you are my Elokim. Aromimcha, I'll exalt you. Odeshimcha, I'll give thanks to your name. Kiosisa Pele, because you've done wonders. What Hashem has done is a wonder. Eitzos Meirachok, the plans that were from a distant, from a long time ago. Emuna omen, have now that emuna, that belief, it's become a reality. Emuna is something that's loyal, that you trust in, that you can be assured will come through for you. And now emuna omen, that belief that we had, that is now the faith, Hashem has shown his faithfulness, he's shown us the emuna omen, and it's a double term, emuna omen, it's been affirmed. Faithfulness. It's something that's been absolute, and we see all the prophecies coming true. Rashi says, Eitzos meirochok emuna omen. The Eitzos the counsel that you told Avram, by Brisbane Habsarin, that there's going to be different empires that are going to control the world. Klal Yisrael is going to be suffering through many different exiles. But in the end of times, v'gamas agoy asher yavodu don anochi, the nations will be punished, and Klal Yisrael will rule over an expanded Eretz Yisrael. All of these advice, what you told Avram by the Bris Ben Abasarim, has now become reality. The Malbim says, every word again has its own connotation. First of all, aromimcha and odesh mecha, I'll exalt you and I'll thank you, are actually two different ideas. One idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in one sense, is revealed, and we're aware of Hashem by what Hashem does. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, and we can never know the essence of Hashem, and he's hidden. On one hand, he's revealed based on what he does. On the other hand, he's hidden that we can't know Hashem's essence. When you give thanks, you're giving thanks for something that you experience and something that you see. So the fact that Hashem reveals himself, that is something that we can give thanks for. Hodu Hashem, give thanks to Hashem. Ki tov, ki lolam chasto, because he's good and we feel Hashem's goodness. So from Hashem's actions, the way Hashem acts, ki tov, that inspires us to give thanks. Or Leah said, hapam odes Hashem, I'll give thanks to Hashem, because she had her fourth son. So there's this idea of giving thanks for what we experience. Then there's the fact that Hashem is hidden, and we don't see him, and then for that there's a feeling that just Hashem is exalted, he's way beyond our comprehension. Roma kol goyim Hashem. For the nations of the world, alashmayim kvodo, the nations that view Hashem as being removed totally, that he's in the heavens, alashmayim kvodo, and he doesn't supervise. The goyim don't feel Hashem's hashkacha. So their attitude is one of just rum. He's elevated, he's removed, he's just beyond them. And even though Klal Yisrael does recognize Hashem based on his hashkacha and on his deeds, but we also have that sense that what's hidden is umeroma makol brachu sehila. Hashem is really elevated beyond whatever we know of him. He's above all that. Based on that understanding, in other words, yeah, the number of other psukim, the Malbim explains like that. Zekeli, this is my Kael. This is my God, Vanveyu. And I'll build a Vanveyu, I'll build a Beis HaMikdash, Elokei Ovi. But what I only know from my fathers, and I haven't experienced myself, what's the Elokei Ovi, so that is Varom Menhu. I'll exalt him, meaning that I have no way of experiencing. It's Elokei Ovi, what I hear about and what I know from the ancestors, but I haven't experienced. That's Varo Mimenu. That's beyond, that's exalted. Hashem, Elokai Ata, HaKadosh Baruch, on one hand, Hashem, we don't know Hashem. Hashem is beyond our comprehension. Elokai, on the other hand, you've done things to show that you're my Elokim. There's both. There's the Hashem that we don't really know, and there's the Elokai Ata that we do feel he's our God. Aromimcha. And therefore, Aromimcha, in terms of Hashem, I'll exalt him, because I don't know what that is. It's just, it's way beyond us. And in terms of what I do feel from Hashem, Odeh Shimcha, for that I'll give thanks to your name. Ki Osisa Pele, because you've done wonders. Eitzos Meirachok, the counsel, that the wonders that you had predicted and foretold from the distant past, Emuna Omen, has now become a reality, has now become Emuna, we now have strengthened our belief. We've seen that all of those nisim have come true. I was also wondering if perhaps the pasuk could be understood. Ode Shimcha, Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Vo'erel Avram El Yitzchok Vel Yaakov Bekel Shakai. I've appeared to the Ovos and I've told them Kel Shakai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whatever the significance of those names are, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he controls everything for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. But Ushmi Hashem Lo Nudati Lahem. And as Rashi explains, Lo Nikarti Lahem B'midas Amitis Shali. They haven't experienced the meaning of what Hashem is, that Hashem is Hoya Hove V'Yiyah, he's eternal, he was, is, will be, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the future promises of reward will come true, and Hashem means that we will feel the promises coming true. The Shmi Hashem Nemon La'ameis Devori. That I'm believed La'ameis Devori to make my words come true. I was wondering if perhaps we could learn in the pasuk, Aromimcha, I'll exalt you, Hashem, Odeh Shimcha, and I'll give thanks to your name. Your name is Hashem, Yudke Vovke. That's the name Elokai. The word Elokai is not really a name for Hashem. We use it for Hashem, but the word Elohim is Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Elohim could mean any power, or what people believe to be a power. Elohim Acherim Lo Sazkiru. You're not supposed to mention the names of Avodah Zarah. So Elohim, depending on how you use it, it can be holy, it can refer to Hashem, it can refer to others. But Hashem is the name, Yud Kei Vov Kei. Ude Shimcha, I'll give thanks to your name. As Rashi explains, the name Hashem shows that I'll pay the reward. I'll make good on all those promises. Ki osisa pele, and you've done a wonder. Eitzos me rochok, the counsels from way back, from the distant, what you told Avram Avinu, Emuna Omen, has now come true. And the Navi heard the news, he saw what was going to happen, and for him it's like it happened already. And he bursts forth in song, his Emuna has been strengthened. This is the Ramban that we've mentioned different points of it different times, but it's such a fundamental concept in Yiddishkeit. I want to mention or refer to this Ramban again. It's the last Ramban in Parshas Bo. And the Ramban discusses why are the mitzvahs, there are so many mitzvahs that are Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Torah treats these mitzvahs so severely. If somebody eats chametz on Pesach, we came out of Mitzrayim on Pesach. If somebody eats chametz, he gets koras. Or if he doesn't bring the korban Pesach, koras, he's excommunicated, he's cut off from the Jewish people, whatever the word koras connotes. There are different meanings of what the koras entails. But Yitzias Mitzrayim, there are so many mitzvahs that involve, as the Ramban says, We write it on the, it's written al pischei habotim b'mezuzos, we have to make a mezuzah, and v'shenazker zebefinu, and we mention that with our mouth, baboker over erev, we say in the Shema, and over there we mention l'man tizkor siyom tseischem eretz Mitzrayim, and we make a sukkah every year, and there are many other mitzvahs that are zecher l'yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says the following idea. Ubavur ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yase osu mofes b'chol dor. Hashem is not going to do a sign and a wonder in every generation la'enei kol Russia, that any wicked person who gets up and he says, you know what? I ain't going to do whatever aveira and let Hashem cause lightning to come out if I'm guilty. Hashem's not going to do a wonder for any Rasha, a Kofer, or a denier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not every Rasha deserves to get a special sign and wonder. Yitzave osanu. So Hashem commands us, Shenase tamid zikaron va'os, l'asher ro'einenu. We have to constantly have a remembrance and a sign for what we saw, and we have to tell it over to our children, and the children to their children, and therefore these ideas of emuna have to be strengthened and have to be told over, and that's why there are so many mitzvahs that involve Yitzias Mitzrayim, and involve our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's something that we have to strengthen, because the miracles don't happen constantly. But when Yeshayahu sings this nevuah, that Kimolach Hashem Tzavokos, that Hashem will rule, and for him he sees it, he feels it, it's a reality. His emunah has been strengthened, and when we experience it, our emunah will be strengthened. He breaks out in song. Kisamta Meir Lagol, because you've placed Meir, what used to be a city, Lagol, it's now a heap of rubble. Kiryo Vitzura, a city that was fortified with a wall around it, Lema Pela, has now collapsed. It's a ruin. Armon Zorim Meir, the palace of the Zorim, the foreigners, Meir, it's removed from the city, La'olam lo yibaneh, it'll never be rebuilt. The palace of the foreigners, Meir, is removed from the city. Rashi says Meir could mean from the Avera Me'ovon, what they've done in your city, the fact that they destroyed Yerushalayim. Meir, from what they did to the city, that is going to cause that their palaces will be destroyed and La'olam lo yibaneh will never be rebuilt. Yeshaya sees the punishment that's going to come on the Goyim. And there are three types of milos that a city could have. A city has very often a tremendous populace. It has a lot of people. The city can be fortified. And the city has choshuva, important, prominent people. And it's a center for the world. And here, all of the oppressors of Klal Yisrael, they're going to lose all of that. Kisamta Meir, instead of being a city that's populated, Lagol, it's going to be like ruins, like heaps of, a gol is like a mound of dirt. It'll be like a deserted, like a run-down, abandoned field, instead of being populated with people. And in terms of the fact that a city can be fortified, and that can be its pride, Kirya Vitzura, the fortified city is Lama Pela, it'll be a ruin. And in terms of the prestige, the Armon Zorim, the palace of the foreigners, Meir will be removed from the city, La'olam lo yibone, and it won't be rebuilt. They won't have their honor that they had previously. The Armon Zorim can be referring that the foreigners have made their headquarters within the city of Yerushalayim, within Klal Yisrael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, their own cities have been destroyed. Samta Meir Lagol, their cities have been destroyed. And also whatever they've done in Klal Yisrael, the palaces that they've set up for their own honor and to show their own greatness, that we don't have our independence, and they have their headquarters and their strongholds within our cities, that also is going to be removed. And therefore, Klal Yisrael is now going to be saved, and they're going to be punished. Al kein yechabducha am oz. And therefore, yechabducha am oz, a strong people will honor you. Kiryas goyim aritzim, the city of the mighty nations, yira'ucha. They'll fear you. And the simple meaning is when the Goyim receive their punishment, they'll all come to fear Hashem. But as the Malbim explains, there's two different ideas here. On one hand, the cities of the Goyim will be destroyed. Samta Meir Lagol, Kirya Vitzura Lamapelo, their cities will collapse. And at the same time, the city of Klal Yisrael won't have the foreign presence, the Armon Zorim, the foreigner's palace. Meir will be removed from the city of Klal Yisrael. La'olam lo yibona, not to be ever rebuilt. And therefore, the Malbim says, we can explain al kein yechabducha am oz is going on Klal Yisrael. The term am, it means a people that's on a higher level than a goy. Goyim just mean a multitude of people. And an am is a nation that is elevated, that has a ruler. It's a term used for a more important group of people. This concept he explains in Perek Aleph, in Perek Aleph of Yeshaya. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. Over there it says, Hoi goi choite, woe is to the goi that sins. Am Kevid Avon, the nation that's Kevid Avon, heavy with Avon. And over there the Malbim explains, a goy is people that have something in common. Either they live in the same place, they come from the same family, they speak the same language, or just they're together, they're gathered together, and therefore they're called goyim. As the Pasuk says, Me'ela Nifredu Iye Hagoyim, the islands where the Goyim live, it says in Parshas Noach, Ba'artzosam, their lands, Ishla Lashona, with their own language, Lemishpachosam, with their families, Begoyehem, with the groups of nations that are just, of people that are living together. The term Am is somebody that has a leader, somebody that has a purpose, a function. It's just a higher level of society. And that's why you won't find the term, Hashem will call us we're the Am Hashem, or Ami, my nation. You won't find the term Goyi. It's just not the Goyecha. Usually, Goy just means a multitude of people. And that's why Klal Yisrael is called an Am, as opposed to a Goy. Unless it means just a multitude of people. Goy echad ba'aretz. There's just one, sometimes they'll use the term Goy, that there's just a lot of people. But usually the term specifically for Klal Yisrael on a higher level is the term Am. Vayishalchu mi Goy el Goy, mi mamlocha el Am acher. They traveled from one Goy to another Goy. There are people living here, there are people living there. Umi mamlocha. But when they had a kingdom with a leader, umi mamlocha el am acher. Or there's it says, below if Klal Yisrael sins, they'll be angered, vaniyakniyim below with somebody that's not an am. It's not an am. But Goy novel. But it is a Goy. It's a very base, it's a very low nation. It's a Goy. It's a Goy novel. But they haven't reached the level to be an Am. They're called Aniak Niyim below Am. And he has other psukim that stress this idea. Ura'ei ki Amcha ha-Goy hazeh. This Goy is actually Amcha. It's your Am. Yeshaya Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, for those who want to look further. Al kein yechabducha am oz. Klal Yisrael's had those palaces of the foreigners removed. Right? The Armon Zorim is no longer in the city. And therefore Klal Yisrael will be mechabed Hashem. It doesn't say they'll fear Hashem. If somebody does a favor, the response is one of honor, of appreciation, of kavod to Hashem. The am oz will show their kavod to Hashem. While the Kiryas Goyim Oritzim, the city of the Goyim, who are Oritzim, Oritzim means mighty, and the term is used for those who oppress, those that are weaker. The city of the Goyim Oritzim, Yiru'ucha, the Goyim will have the fear, because their cities are destroyed, and Klal Yisrael will show their kavod, because their cities are free now from the foreigners. There's a Gemara in Beya that says as follows. On Daf Chof Hei. Gemara in Beitza and Beya. Chof Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, D'omarei Shlok Rav Shim Ben Lakish Gimel Azin Hein. There are three different types of items, three types of creatures that are Azin, that have a certain boldness. Usually it's translated Az as bold. Yisrael ba'umos, Klal Yisrael among the nations. Among all the nations of the world, those that are Az is Klal Yisrael. Kelev b'chayos, among the wild animals, it's the dog. And Tarnagol ba'ofos, among the birds, it's the Tarnagol, the rooster. The question is, why are they called Azim? So the Marsha says, the Marsha says the reason is because an Az is shows that a person is a certain gevura. It's lav hainu gevura. It doesn't mean the physical strength, but the term Az is elalamor al divrayim blo yoshuvu mipnei kol. People who just take a stand and nothing makes them retreat from it. Nothing turns them back. There's a certain Az. There's a certain boldness. And it's not gevura, it's not strength, because the dog is not the strongest animal. But there's a certain courage that the dog has, that he's not afraid and he'll go and he'll bark and he'll like look for the fight. He has a certain type of azus. And the same thing with the birds. The rooster is not the gibor, but there's a certain azus, shelo yoshuvu mipnei kol, umeizim paneihem. And the Marsha says that nothing causes them to turn back, but they make their stand. In fact, he touches a beautiful idea that the same Gemara in Beya says that if not that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, they wouldn't be able, the nations of the world would not be able to stand before them. Lo nitna Torah li Yisrael, molei nitna Torah li Yisrael, if the Torah wouldn't have been given, ein kol umo v'loshon yecholim lamud bifneihem. No nation would be able to stand before Klal Yisrael. They would take over the world and they would destroy it. But somehow, the Torah tames Klal Yisrael's nature of Azus, and it sort of keeps them a little bit more under control. And if they wouldn't have the Torah, the nature is that they would just take over the world. They would overrun the world. But the Azus, the Torah, is what Rashi says, Nitna lahem Torah sheyasku bo v'himateshes kocham umachnas libam. The Torah weakens their koach and it humbles their heart. Somebody learns, he becomes a tzaddik as opposed to the wild person who would destroy the world. That's what they would have without Torah. One last thought of the Marsha on this idea. Hashem Oz La'amo Yitain. The Torah is called Oz. That's the boldness that controls our Azus. But he says it could be that's the idea. Ozi v'zimros ka. Ozi, the fact that Klal Yisrael has an Oz, has the certain nature of being a brash, a bold, a courageous, a nation that will start up with everyone. Ozi, the fact that I have this nature of Oz. Vizimros, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, as it says, the Miros Hayu Li Chukecha, your Chukim, your Torah was like a song to me. So that the Ozi, the fact that Klal Yisrael has this Azus, Vizimros Ka, and therefore we were given the Torah, Vahili Vishua, that's what brought a Klal Yisrael to. That's what brought Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, that because of the Torah that's given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to Yeshua. But Am Oz, Oz is referring to Klal Yisrael, Alkein Yechabducha Am Oz, this bold nation, Klal Yisrael, will show you kavod, will show you honor when you remove the foreign palaces. Kiryas Goyim Aritzim, the cities of the nations that are aritzim, that are mighty, Yeru'ucha, they'll now fear you. Ki ha'yisa, because you were a mo'oz ladol, you were a stronghold ladol for the meek. A dol is somebody who's lost his wealth, he's been humbled by the circumstances of life, he's no longer well off, he's poor, but he doesn't yet need to come unto others. But he's meek. He's been humbled. Moz la Evyon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also a stronghold for the Evyon. Evyon comes from the word ta'ev, to desire. And Evyon is like the poorest of the poor. Is an oni, and then when that poor man is even more in need, he becomes an Evyon. And you're a Moz la Evyon batsarlo. When that Evyon is in distress. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped out Klal Yisrael when they were a Dal, when they were an Evyon, when they were Batsarlo, when they were in distress. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for us in all situations. Machsa Mizerem, a shelter from a downpour. Tzeil Mechorev, a shade from the scorching heat. Ki ruach haritzim, because the ruach haritzim, the spirit of the mighty ones, kizerem kir, that's like a flood that can knock down the wall. It's like a mighty stream that can destroy and crushes the wall. Sometimes the nations come as a stream, as a wet downpour, torrential rain, the Rishonim come like that. And sometimes they come as the scorching heat, the exact opposite. And Klal Yisrael has gone through all different types of enemies. You were the Machsa Mizerem, you were a shelter, Mizerem, from a downpour. And Tzeil Mechorev, and when there was the scorching heat, you were the shade. Ki ruach haritzim, when the fury, when the ruach, that spirit, that driving anger, the ruach aritzim, and again aritzim is here, the mighty that oppresses, kizerem kir, it's like the downpour going against the wall, and you protected Klal Yisrael. Mo'oz is a fortress. Machse is actually a weaker protection. Machse, it's a shelter. It's not a fortress. And certainly Tzel, a shade, is even less of a protection. But based on the need of Klal Yisrael, sometimes it's not just HaKadosh Baruch who saves us from the major calamities, but in the small things in life, what is seemingly insignificant, HaKadosh Baruch also protects us. He's there through all of this. When we're the Dal and the Evyon Batsarlo, Hashem is the fortress. When it's a torrential rain, you don't need a fortress, but you need a shelter. HaKadosh Baruch will be the machse, will be the protection. And sometimes it's just a hot day. It feels like the choriv, like the heat. And for that, HaKadosh Baruch will be the tzel, the shade. Kechorev b'tzoyon, like the scorching heat. B'tzoyon, and not just the scorching heat in a regular lush plains where there's grass and trees and it's a hot day. But when it's a chorev, a scorching heat, b'tzoyon, and it's in the wasteland, where the like in the desert, it's b'tzoyon in a wasteland, and there you feel the strong heat. But it could mean that Hashem dries up the torrential rain like the heat would dry up the rain. Or it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the protection in the heat. Sha'on zorim tachnia. So too, the tumult of the foreigners, the zorim, those strangers who made their palace in Eretz Yisrael, the sha'on zorim, the tumult, the noise and commotion from the zorim, tachnia, just like you humble, either you humble the waters by bringing the dry heat, or you humble the heat by giving the shade, so too you stop the tumult of the zorim, the foreigners, tachnia, you humble them. Chorev b'tzelov, the heat, that with the shade of a cloud, we're protected from that heat. Zemir aritzim yane, so too the breaking. Zemir can mean like zomer, to prune. Zemir aritzim, when the mighty break, either it means when they've caused breaking of to Klal Yisrael, they've broken us, yane, but now they'll be humbled and they'll no longer have any power. Or it can mean zemir aritzim, that you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu break the mighty ones, yane. And Yana could also mean that we break out in song and we respond with the song like Yeshaya sang when he sees the Nevuah coming true. This was the song that Yeshaya Hanavi sang. And now Yeshaya continues telling what's going to happen as the Goyim come to Eretz Yisrael and they're going to be destroyed. Va'osa Hashem Tzavokos. Hashem will do l'chol ha'amim, to all of the nations, all of the amim, as important as they are. But when they gather, they're all going to come b'har hazeh, to this mountain, to Yerushalayim. And he's going to make a mishtei shemonim, a feast, shemonim of fat, rich food. Shemonim is a term of the luscious, delicious food. Mishtei Shemorim, but a banquet Shemorim. Shemorim is the lees, the sediment, the stuff that settles at the bottom of a barrel. Shemonim Mimuchoyim, it's going to be on one hand rich fats. Shemorim Mizukokim, sediments, the lees that are Mizukok, they're concentrated, they're totally drained off from all liquid, they're pure sediment. It's not clear exactly what the Pasuk is saying, why the nations are coming to Yerushalayim. And like many Nevuos, it's left, some learn it's left sort of ambiguous, because maybe the nations will end up coming to Yerushalayim in a good way, that they'll come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll want to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It talks about this in the last parak of Yeshaya, that the nations will come to Eretz Yisrael. But Mefarshim understand that it's realistically, even though there is that possibility that the nations will come on their own volition, and they'll come to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Mefarshim understand that's not going to happen. The nations are going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to come to fight against us, like the Melchama of Gog u'Magog, which has been mentioned by the Nevi'im. And then when they come, they're going to have an opportunity. There's going to be two groups among the nations, as the Malbim describes. There'll be nations that recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there'll be nations that refuse to acknowledge. And Va'asa Hashem Tzavakos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the term Tzavakos, that hosts, means like, is the term that's found when Hashem is Kaviyachol going to war, and He's controlling everyone. And Hashem Tzavakos will bring them to do war, L'chol Ho'amim, to all the nations. Bohar Hazeh, on this mountain, they'll come to Yerushalayim in the times of Mashiach. Mishtei Shemonim, and they're going to come, and they're going to think that they're coming to a feast, to a banquet. They're going to destroy Klal Yisrael. They're going to take all of the wealth. Rashi says they think it's going to be easy for them, like oil. It's going to be a smooth operation. It's going to be easy. And oil is the type of liquid that floats to the top. That's the lightest of the liquids. And yet they're going to find out Mishtei Shemarim. It's not light. It's not easy. It's not smooth. But it's like the sediment that goes to the bottom of the barrel, and that's heavier. It's going to be a Mishtei Shemarim. It's going to be a banquet that's actually going to end up being Shemarim, sediments. Shmonim Mimuchoyim. They thought that it was the richest fats, and yet Shemarim Mizukokim. It's going to be the clearest, heaviest, most tasteless sediments that are not edible. They're going to find that they're going to be destroyed. It's not going to be their celebration, but they're going to be destroyed when they come against Eretz Yisrael. The Malbim learns that there are two groups. Not all the Goyim think it will be a Mishtei Shemonim. And not all the Goyim will experience a Mishtei Shemorim. But there are two groups. Those that are willing to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accept the true faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll have the Mishtei Shemorim. It'll be good for them. And those that refuse and are going to be stubborn will have the Mishtei Shemorim. As the Novi says elsewhere, Eile Lechai Olam Ve'eile Lecharofus U'Ledeiron, there will be those that will have eternal life and there are those that will be condemned to eternal destruction. U'Bila Bahar Hazeh, and they'll be consumed, they'll be eliminated by this mountain. Pnei Halot Halot, all the masks, all of the veil, the veils, Pnei Halot Halot, what veils and what covers, al kol ha'amim, over all the nations. Yav Vayelio, Vayolet Panov Badarto, Vayolet means to cover the face. Pnei Halot Halot al kol ha'amim, there are things that are covering the face of the nations, that they don't see straight. And the masks that are masking all of the nations. The Malbim understands that again there are two, even nowadays, right before Mashiach comes, there are two groups among the Goyim. And it's interesting that he mentions this idea. He says there are those nations that have Yesh lahem emuna, ve'enam ovdei Eliel. They have belief, they have faith, they don't worship idols. Rak shelo hikiru das ha'emes, but they didn't recognize the true faith, the true belief. Their belief is false. It's like their recognition is clouded. There's a veil over their face. And therefore they don't see the truth. But they're closer to the emunah, because they believe in many of the ikarim, many of the fundamental beliefs of Yiddishkeit they're picked up on. And the Malbim says, like, there are goyim who believe in schar va'onesh. There's reward and punishment. There's hashkocha. They believe that Hashem sees what's happening. That's a major step. There are goyim that don't recognize anything, and they figure after they die, you know, there's nothing. A goy who believes there's a reward and punishment, and Hashem sees and will judge him, they've made major steps. They've picked up from Klal Yisrael some basic emunah. But they have the falsehood. They don't see the absolute truth, and they're persuaded to other beliefs. But they've at least got somewhere. Those are the people that is an Am. As we mentioned before, Amim is a higher level than Goyim. For some of them, it's Pnei Halot Halot. It's just their face is veiled, is covered. V'hamasecho hanesucho al kol ha-goyim. And then there's another group that's on a lower level, and they're Goyim. And by them you have a masecho as a term used for an idol. So you can't have a masecha. For them, they'll remove the idols for those goyim, and they'll all come to Yerushalayim uvila bahar azem. And the Malbim learns uvila means to eliminate all of the coverings and all of the things that separate people from their awareness of Hashem. Lo yavo liros kevala es hakodesh. Kevala means to something that's concealed, and to remove the concealment. Uvila b'har azem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all of the concealment by this mountain. The other Meforshim learn uvila is to destroy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy Pnei Halot Halot al Kol Ha'amim, all of those nations that are covered, that they don't see the truth. V'hamasecho hanesucho al kol ha'goyim. And the idols that control, and that there's so many goyim that believe in, he gives the example of like the people in Japan, the people in the Orient that believe in many idols and all the other beliefs. But the masecho hanesucho al kol ha-goyim, all of that will be removed. It's interesting, by the way, this is just my own observation. But there are certain religions that are known for their veil. According to Meforshim, Uvila Bahar Hazeh, there are those who translate it. Uvila Bahar Hazeh. It will be destroyed on this mountain, Pnei Halot Halot. The face, those that their faces are veiled. Those that wear the head covering, and their faces are concealed. Al Kol Ha'amim, over all the nations. As I say, this is my own comment, but I do think there is a hint there in that pasuk that the downfall of Islam. But pasuk ches, Bila hamoves la netzach, HaKadosh Baruch will eliminate, will destroy death forever. We're all aware of this pasuk. It said at Alavaya, the Gemara in Moed Katan, when it talks about the laws of mourning. It ends off with this, the Mishnah ends off with this pasuk, that at one point death will be eliminated. Ubila hamavis lanetzach, there'll no longer be death. Umocha Hashem Elokim dimo mi'al kolpanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe away tears from all faces. V'cherpas amo, and the shame of his nation. Yosir mi'al kol haaretz, Hashem will remove from the entire earth, ki Hashem diber, because Hashem has spoken. Bila hamoves lanetzach. The Gemara, by the way, says in Sanhedrin, it's mentioned elsewhere also, but the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi Aleph, Amud Beis, Bila hamoves lanetzach, death will be eliminated forever. Umoch Hashem dimo mi'al kolponim, and Hashem will wipe away tears from all faces. And yet there's another pasuk in Yeshaya Samachei, ki hanar ben me'ashana yamus. It says in the future, the lad will die at the age of 100. Dying young will be at 100. But it seems to be that they will die. And here you're telling me there won't be any death. And the Gemara says, Lo kashya, kan bi Yisrael kan ba'ov de kochavim. For Klal Yisrael there'll be eternal life. There won't be any more death. And for the Goyim there will be death. But they'll have a much, much longer life. Tihanar ben me'ashona yomus. Dying at the age of 100 will be dying at a young age. And that will be for the Goyim. And the Gemara says, Va'ovde kochavim my bo hasam. What do you need Goyim for when Mashiach comes? And the Gemara answers, as the Pasuk says, also in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Aleph, Va'omdu zorim v'ro tzonchem, the strangers will tend the sheep. They'll be the farmers, they'll be those who take care of the vineyards. So there'll be Goyim who will be doing the work, but even they will have it much better. They'll live a long life. Some learn of Mocha Hashem Dima Mial Kolponim. It can mean from all faces. Even the Goyim won't cry because now life seems so short. It's only the average person just lives a few decades. And that's it. But in those days, even the Goyim won't be crying because a person will live hundreds of years. One of the other Mefarshim learns, Ki Anar ben Me'ashana Yamus. If the Gemara says the purpose of the Goyim when Mashiach comes will be to serve Klal Yisrael, they won't be serving Klal Yisrael when they're already weak and feeble. They won't be infirm. They'll be young, they'll be like a Nar, they'll have their youthful energy and strength in order to take care of the animals, in order to serve, in order to do all that. And they'll live to be 100, but they'll end their life as a Nar with all of their energy. But Bila HaMovis LaNetzach, for Klal Yisrael, Bila HaMovis LaNetzach, death will be eliminated forever. Umocha Hashem Elokim Dima Mial Kolponim, and Hashem will wipe away the tears from all faces. V'cherpas Amo, and the shame of His people, again that term Am, Klal Yisrael, we're Hashem's people. And the shame that the Goyim wonder, Ayei Elokeichem, in other words, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're His nation, how come you're in Golos? When Mashiach comes, that shame will be removed. Yosir me'al kol ha'aretz. It will be removed from the whole land. And it might seem almost impossible. How could it be that these great nevuahs will come true? Ki Hashem diber. But Hashem spoke. And interesting, again, that term, that Rashi in Vo'era, that Hashem is Neman l'shalem, Neman l'para. HaKadosh Baruch will bring His words to be true, and Ki Hashem Diber, Hashem has spoken, and therefore will happen. And the Malbim learns, all the nations have come to Yerushalayim. There are those who will recognize Hashem, there are those who won't recognize Hashem, but Bilo HaMoves, the death for all of those that are against Hashem. HaMoves LoNetzach, those that die eternally, that is what will be Bila. That is what will eliminate, will reveal the falsehood of every other religion. All those other beliefs that we said in Pasuk Zayinu, Bila Bohar Hazeh, all the other veils and coverings will be removed. Everyone will see the truth. Bila, what will show them the truth? What will remove those coverings? Hamoves LaNetzach, the fact that those that come, Gog and his armies, those that come against Hashem will be destroyed. That is what will show the true faith. Umocha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Koponim. And nobody will cry over those that died because they'll realize that this was the way that they'll recognize the goodness of Hashem. They'll realize the true belief. And therefore they won't be mourned over those that die at that point. Umocha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Koponim. Hashem will wipe away the tears from all faces. V'cher pasamo yosir, and the shame of His people, Hashem will be removed. Hashem will remove Me'al Kol Eretz from the whole land, ki Hashem diber. V'omar v'yomahu, and they will say on that day, Hinei, behold, Elokeinu zeh, this is our Elokim, This is our God. Kivinu lo. We hope for Hashem. Vyoshienu. We hope for Hashem. Vyoshienu, that He would save us. Ze Hashem kivinu lo. This is Hashem. Kivinu lo, for whom we hoped. Nogilo v'nismecha bishuoso. We will exult and will be glad. Bishuoso, in His Yeshua. Va'amar, the disgrace of Klal Yisrael, the cherpasamo yosir, the shame of Klal Yisrael will be removed. Va'amar, then Klal Yisrael will be able to turn to those goyim who were humiliated and shamed us in exile. And they wondered, Klal Yisrael, you're suffering so much. Va'amar bayomahu, and now Klal Yisrael will be able to turn to those goyim and say, Hine Elokeinu zeh, this is our Elokim. Kivinu lo, for whom we hoped, v'yoshienu, and He did bring us the Yeshua. And we experienced Him in Golus as Elokim, is the Midas HaMishpat, is Din, is justice. Hine Elokeinu, it was Elokim, it was the judge, the ruler, Midas HaDin. Kivinu lo, we hoped for Hashem, v'yoshienu, that He would save us. And ze Hashem kivinu lo. This is Hashem, yud kei vov kei, midas harachamim. This is Hashem kivinu lo, for whom we hoped. We praise Hashem, hinei Elokeinu ze, whether mevorchin al arok, shem shem mevorchim al atoiva, when it's Elokeinu, we were kivinu lo v'yoshienu. And when it's Hashem, it's Kaisro's also kivinu lo. This is the Hashem that we hoped for. It's all the same. We serve Hashem and we are faithful to Hashem, whether we feel the Elokeinu, whether we feel the Hashem. Ze Hashem kivinu lo. This is Hashem for whom we hoped. Nogila. Nogila is the excitement, the thrill, the noon. When somebody gets good news, he feels a gila. It's the excitement. And nismacha is the ongoing simcha. There'll be that initial gila when the Yeshua comes. But it won't be just that one burst of excitement, but it'll be the nismacha. It'll be a simcha that continues forever. Nagila v'nismacha b'yishuaso. Of course, we're all familiar with the Gemara. It's the Gemara says in the very end of Maseches Tainis, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos mochol etzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make like a circle, a dance for the tzadikim. They'll be in a circle. Vu yoshev b'neim b'gan Eden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be kaviyochol, as if it'd be possible. Hashem will be sitting amongst them in Gan Eden. V'chol echad v'echad mara be'etzbo, and everyone will point with their finger. Shenemar v'omar v'yomahu, hine Elokeinu zeh. This is our Elokim. The this means they're pointing, they're identifying. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, nagila v'nismacha b'yishuoso. We'll have this tremendous simcha in the Yeshua. What this means, I don't know exactly. But I'll tell you what the Marsha says. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos mochol. Hashem will make a dance, make a circle for the tzaddikim. Mefurosh b'meforshim shudovar sodi. The Meforshim explained this is a sod. This is a secret. Exactly, this is a Kabbalah type of concept. What this means, that Hashem is going to be amongst them in Gan Eden, they're going to have a mochol. What does this mean, a circle? To fully comprehend it, we don't know. Even to comprehend it without the fully. To know what that means, I don't know. But there's such a concept that Klal Yisrael will be able to see Hashem, whatever that means. And as HaKadosh Baruch Hu and as the Marsha explains, we praise Hashem whether it's Elokim, we ze Hashem kivinu lo, or it's Midas HaRachamim. And it ends off, kivinu lo v'yoshienu, He will save us. Ze Hashem kivinu lo nagila v'nismacha bishu oso. The simple meaning is His salvation for our benefit. but it could be understood, Nagila v'nismacha b'shuoso, when the Geula comes, it's as if Hashem Himself is saved. Because Imo Anochi Betzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Golus, the Marsha says. So there's on one hand is that we hope for Him b'yoshienu, for our Yeshua. And our true simcha will be Yeshuoso, in the salvation of Hashem, Kaviyochel, that Hashem will no longer be scoffed and abused, and people will realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. They'll feel the Malach Al Aretz Kavodo. Kisanuach Yad Hashem Bahar Hazeh. When the hand of Hashem, the punishment, the power of Hashem, will rest Bahar Hazeh, on this mountain. V'nodo Shmoav Tachtov. And what's interesting is, all of a sudden, we're back to this people, Moab. The nation of Moab. In fact, the Radak is bothered. Why? Where Moab comes in over here? In fact, Moab is not known, as he said, as the Radak says, "Blo nikar hayoyim ezehu Amon vezehu Moab vezehu Edom v'chein shar umos." Nowadays, we don't even know where these nations are. They were moved around, they've been exiled, they're no longer in their place. Doesn't mean the people living in that country, doesn't mean people who are descendants of Moab elsewhere in the world. Exactly what it means, we don't know until it happens. How Moab is being all of a sudden punished now. But as we've mentioned before, Moab is the nation that was haughty. Shamanu gave, Gaon Moab gave Ma'od. That was mentioned in Yeshaya, Perek Tes Zayin. Moab was haughty. Moab was a neighbor of Klal Yisrael. And when we came in, when we were traveling in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moab was left alone. But eventually Moab will get their punishment. Kisanuach Yad Hashem Bahar Hazeh, when the hand of Hashem will rest on this mountain. V'nodosh Moab Tachtov. Moab will be crushed in its place. Kihidush maspein, like somebody crushes straw, b'mo mad meino, amongst the pile of refuse, among the garbage. In those days, the manure was very often used as fertilizer, and you'd throw in a little bit of straw, and it'd get crushed, and you would have that type of vegetation manure fertilizer. And it'll be nadosh moav tacht of moash, moav will be crushed in its place. Kihidush maspein, like they crush straw, b'mo madmeno, among the refuse. Uferas yodav bekirbo, and kaviochol, as if Hashem would stretch out His hand within Moav, His hand will come down amongst them, kasher yeforeis hasoche lischos, like a swimmer stretches out his hands to swim. Some before Hashem learn, he'll stick his hand down. And then a swimmer also has, what is it, the butterfly stroke. But there's other strokes that you move your hands to the side. But HaKadosh Baruch will move his hands in all directions. Kaviyoch, whatever this means, that Moab will be punished. Kasher yeforeis hasocha lischos, like a swimmer who's swimming. V'hishbil gavoso, and that pride of Moab will be put down. Im orbos yodov, with the places that he ambushed. Umivtsar miskav chomosecha, and the stronghold of your powerful walls, heishach hishbil, he will topple. And hishbil, he'll lower, higiel aretz, he'll reach the ground, ad ofar, will be lowered to the lowest place, whatever that honor of Moav will be totally lowered. For sponsorship opportunities, please call 718-436-3024. Thank you.